Alejandro Escalona, Voz de América. Estos son algunos de los estrenos de esta semana en Estados Unidos. Anna and the Apocalypse, Ana y el Apocalipsis. Un apocalipsis zombie amenaza a la adormecida ciudad de Little Haven, lo que obliga a Ana y a sus amigos a cantar para sobrevivir enfrentando a los zombies en una carrera desesperada por alcanzar a sus seres queridos. Sin embargo, pronto descubren que nadie está a salvo en este nuevo mundo y que la civilización se desmorona a su alrededor. Las únicas personas en las que pueden confiar verdaderamente son ellos mismos.
Justin Bieber's a zombie.
En Ana y el Apocalipsis actúan Ella Hunt, Malcolm Cumming, Mark Benton y Sarah Swire. En la película Elliot, The Little Stranger, el reno más pequeño, un caballo miniatura llamado Elliot, sueña con llegar a formar parte del equipo de Santa Claus.
He's a miniature horse with big dreams.
If you just give me a chance,
this holiday season,
you can do this!
Featuring the voice talents of Josh Hutcherson, Samantha Bee, with Martin Short and Martin Short.
At least we've got each other. That's what counts.
I love you. It's the first time you've ever told me that.
Full of Honey es una bellísima película en la que un paciente de Alzheimer y su pequeña nieta se embarcan en un memorable viaje a Europa.
Don't take it personally. But if you have.
Con las estrellas Nick Nolte, Matt Dillon, Emily Mortimer y Jacqueline Bisset.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Sleepless in Seattle.
Y en los próximos días, varios reestrenos con motivo del 25º aniversario de La Lista de Schindler, Filadelfia y Sleepless in Seattle.
And says, tell me, what was so special about your wife?
I am having all of these fantasies about some man I have never even met who lives in Seattle.
Y es todo por el momento desde la Voz de América en Washington, Alejandro Escalona.
Sleepless in Seattle?
That's what she called them on the show.
And now 2,000 women want his number.
Well, Dr. Marsha Fieldstone, I think it was like magic.
Sleepless in Seattle?
That's what she called them on the show because he can't sleep.
And now 2,000 women want his number.
Dear Sleepless in Seattle, you're the most attractive man.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right?